What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
I'm Mini Del Macho.
I'm Emilio. And not very clever, obviously.
Not feeling clever today.
Not this week. That was a weak-ass intro, Emilio.
I'm trying to get buzzed here. I'm way behind.
You got to carry my dead weight for this episode, so I'm going to need you to pick it up.
What about all the other episodes?
Did you offer me a drink?
Just this one?
No.
You did not offer me an alcoholic beverage.
Everybody.
I didn't.
I would have accepted an alcoholic beverage.
Maybe I'll oblige in a bit.
Okay.
I think he made a group offering, so pays to pay attention.
I think he offered H2O, and I'm like, no, yeah. I got my Diet Coke.
Don't drink it all. I'll put some whiskey in there.
All right. So nothing really new to announce here. We do have a new logo in the works. I know we've been talking about that. I feel like we're getting close, but maybe not. We keep kind of hemming and hawing, going back and forth on the logo. We do have something we're working with, but we can't decide.
It's really funny because we had somebody work on it for us, the Mayo's daughter, actually. Mm-hmm. And we really like what she presented, but it's like in order to bring it to market, if you will.
You need all four judges to hit the freaking buzzer.
And Chief being the hangman every time.
I'm the Simon in the group.
What's the movie about the judges or the jury? 12 Angry Men? Is that what it is?
No idea.
Something like that?
I don't understand why we're putting so much thought into this. Like, not like our emblem, all of them are good enough, I think. But like you see a lot of other podcasts, like let's go with like PC Gamer, red, black and white. And it just says PC Gamer. No,
we're amazing, dude.
I think we're trying to advertise too hard that we're amazing. Hmm. I mean, we just stand on our own, right?
I guess so.
I really
with
like
intros like this. I mean, we really don't need all the bells and whistles. You're right.
Bells and whistles have never really been our style. Anyway, let's just skip right along to On the Radar, games that have come to our attention this week. First one coming up is Industries of Titan. So first of all, clever wordplay here instead of Titans of Industries. Industries of Titan. What is up with this game? This was recommended to us by Warconius. He was posting it in our
Discord. He is hyped up about this.
Yeah.
So it seems like... Well, I don't know. Maybe guys, you know better than I do, but it seems like you're taking care or you're the security forces for a city. Is that right? And then people come in and then are like invade and then you go to fight them and then you fight them in a FTL type battle. So it has a little bit of like city maintenance with FTL style combat. Is that what you guys got out of it?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's categorized as a city builder, strategy, simulation, and indie sci-fi.
Can you maybe find some combat just so we can... Yeah, get him.
Do without the audio.
Let's continue to deafen our... Oh my gosh, deafen... All of the listeners. Okay, at this
just,
point...
Whenever I skip ahead in the video, it just automatically...
At this point, you can stop listening to the podcast because this... Just turn us off because that's... Three strikes were out.
What is... Man, there's got to be... No, I guess there's no fix for that. Anyway.
Yeah, the videos aren't giving much away anyway.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like a futuristic Sim City, but I guess there's some combat elements.
But you saw the combat... You saw the... Mm-hmm. Inside of... The spaceships look super blocky, something like out of Roblox or something. And then you can go inside of each ship and customize it with the interior, and I think that comes into play into combat.
Alligator crocodile.
You ever seen Bobby's video of that?
I don't think it's still up.
Oh, it's
I don't even know if I still have it.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
The Smite days. So this comes out in 2019, no price point. It's from Brace Yourself Games.
I don't know why he's so hyped on it. I mean, it looks okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks cool.
It's very pretty, for sure.
But man, like, Forex strategy games are just, they're a lot.
They are a lot.
It seems like it'd be a pretty, fun and relaxing game to play. So
hopefully.
I mean, a building came up from the ground, and it almost had a defense tower element to it, and it shot down a plane. That was kind of cool. So.
Yeah, Maybe I'm just grasping at straws here. Maybe it's like a tower defense where the enemies come from the sky, and so there's not a set path.
That could be.
Cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, not a lot of details on this game.
Yeah.
All right, next up, recommended by Shadow Master.
Work on is just unsubscribed right now. He's like, these motherfuckers. Yeah. These motherfuckers looked at three screenshots and shadow all over my dreams. This I've taken a look at.
Green Hell.
Yeah. It is a survival crafting game. I believe it's single player. And the difference is that you're in a lush green jungle. Usually when you're in these survival games, you're in like,
wasteland.
Yeah, wasteland. Or
are there dinosaurs in this game?
I don't know. Maybe it's a spoiler at some point. I'm totally guessing.
Over promise, under deliver?
Yeah. I saw a list of
sounds like a lot of survival games coming out.
I think
basically
it's a genre that will always have some people going for it. I can only take it so much. I even really liked the start of The Forest, and then I looked at it, and I need to make room, and it didn't make the cut the other day. So I was like, I got rid of The Forest. Just because, you could only chop down so many fucking trees.
I've never played a survival horror game or a survival crafting game.
Never.
Never.
Wow. Bobby, if you were going to recommend one, what would you? Maybe The Forest?
No, not The Forest. I didn't like that one. I don't think I played it.
Did you play it after the full, full release?
Have you ever played Minecraft?
No.
That counts.
Never played it.
I don't know. Try one out. You should try one out because
I don't think so.
No,
dude, it's
doesn't look.
I don't like grind, and these are 100% grind games, so that's not what I'm looking
but
for.
But grind in a different. Usually, there's no combat. Well, this one does. It has people in. I've got Karate Kid on the mind, so
The combat's usually the worst part of these games, though.
Yeah, it has a Cobra Kai guys in skeleton suits in the jungle somehow. Anyway, that's the difference. That you're surrounded in lush green jungle. Graphics are really good, and that's pretty much it. So if you like crafting survival, you like good graphics, this might be good for you. It looks, it looks really pretty.
They always do.
Yeah, they always do. That's how they get you.
Yeah, and then you play them. All right, next up, The Bard's Tale 4, recommended by Rubber Nuts.
I didn't know they made it 2 and 3.
Well, actually, he was asking if it's worth the $20. So within the next minute that we're looking at screenshots and video of this, we're gonna have to $20? Let him know.
This is $34.99.
Oh, he said something about $20 in his.
Maybe it was on sale.
Yeah, maybe. As far as the super heavy D&D games, I've never liked any of them. They're just a little too slow for me, and that's what all the Bard's Tale series is. If I know right, Baldur's Gate, Bard's Tale, and what's the other one? The game of the year, like 1 and 2,
Dragon Age.
No.
Something more elaborate. Pillars of Eternity, yeah. Path of the Exile.
Nice one. Oh, okay. Pillars of Eternity. They're just
all those grindy games.
They're a little too slow for me.
I love those games. Yeah. They're like all combat grind. I don't mind combat grind.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry for throwing us off what we're talking about.
No, I'm just thinking about like the difference between combat grind and crafting grind.
That guy's got a knife
right in his eye. It's a okay.
Chad used to always make fun of me because I would like early WoW, or I would just go in the jungle and just solo and no quest, no nothing, just grind, 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 grind.
Really?
Yeah, I hated
quests.
Quests
so easy to manage early game, and plus they gave you such a huge boost, so you wouldn't waste your time over grinding.
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, but at this point you have to do it. Yeah. There's no way, especially now. Like you do one quest. And you're done with the entire area for the most part. Like, it's pretty good.
I remember reading some guy, he went from like a first level to like 60 or 70, whatever the max it was at the time, just killing boars.
Oh, really?
Just straight up level one boars.
Do you guys remember when the first WoW expansion came out and then his entire guild power leveled one dude? And they did it in like 2 days or something like that? And that was like
to break a record. I remember that.
Yeah, to break a record.
And then
yeah.
They got banned. Is that the one?
No,
okay.
I don't think they did anything illegal.
Yeah.
But anyway, about this game.
Bard's Tale 4.
D&D, too much D&D for me. A little too slow. If you're going to play something like this, play Divinity.
I don't know.
If you've already played Divinity, play Divinity again.
This looks like a grid-based RPG. What were the two games that were released? I beat the first one, and I loved it. Started the second one, and just fell off instantly. You know what I'm talking about.
Pillars of Eternity?
No, not Pillars of Eternity. You're thinking like top-down isometric. This is like grid-based. Let me go back to the video they were showing earlier. God, I wish I could remember the name of that game because it would immediately click for you. It's where you have four people. The old Nintendo game was sort of serpents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the old Nintendo game. Oh,
Jesus Christ. You're killing me, dude.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be the new Nether. We can't figure it out.
Yeah.
It's on my... It's
oh, my God, dude.
It is definitely grid-based.
Yeah. So
I love this screenshot right here.
This is one of the hardest things to describe if you don't know what we're talking about. you're four people, two in front, two in back,
okay. Mm-hmm.
But you're playing it as a first person perspective, okay. As if you're one person.
Okay.
And then when you get into combat, your front guys take a lot of the damage and your back guys take throw spells.
Okay.
But the entire time, it's almost like you're one player with a lot of different parts and abilities. It's weird, right?
Yeah. So the formation of your character.
Wizardry,
matters.
Bobby.
Well, Wizardry is the really original ones. Yeah. Wizardry,
one of the originals.
1 through 7. But there was one that came out, I think, around 2011. The sequel was maybe 2015. I'm trying to look it up right now. But if you look at this screenshot that we're looking at right here, I love the way they lay it out. Because the other game had you in a corner and it had each of your guys in their respective corners.
Yeah, this looks more realistic.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I love the combat layout. And I always, that sequel is one game that I always want to go back to, but I'd have to restart it. And I love the character customization on it. There's just so many cool things about it.
That's a really good, God, I don't want to keep talking about it because we don't know the name of it. Fuck. Fuck. Anyway, am I reading this right?
Grimrock, there it is.
Grimrock, Legend there we go. Somebody's getting a t-shirt. Nice work, Gerd.
Just Legend get that t-shirt Grimrock. Gun ready.
Yeah. Let me pull that. Legend of Grimrock and Legend of Grimrock 2.
Yeah. Did anyone besides Emilio and I play this?
No.
We loved the last boss on the first one, too. It was this cube that constantly rolled at you. And it was like with all these
It was a puzzle,
wheels.
Right? Well, yeah, I never got there.
When was it released?
It was tough. 2011, I think. 2012.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we played it around 2012.
I thought we were talking about like an old
So you've never played game. Anything like this either?
Yeah. So here are your characters here.
I've played
corner.
Something like this, but not with the four characters. Always been like one character.
Mm.
Yeah, this is like...
It's different, definitely.
Yeah. So you move like one step forward, then you have to like rotate right and then move that way. Like that's how the movement is based. I think they call it grid-based.
It's turn-based as well, right? Like if they move, then you move and...
Well, yes. Yeah, during the fight, the fighting is turn-based.
No, but also the movement.
Like walking.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you see them down the hall, if you go left, they'll come forward or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of board games.
Time stops if you're not moving.
A lot of Dungeons & Dragons board games are like that.
Yeah. It's very board gamey, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But in a first-person perspective, which is supposed to be more immersive.
I don't know. I mean, based on that alone, this Bard's Tale game actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, once you said that, and then once I saw the way that they're laid out, that picture right there. So how many people are in his party right here? Is this six?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah,
yeah, maybe 8 total.
Yeah.
Maybe 8, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can see the formation of the enemy team.
Yeah. But how many of those party members are romanceable?
Oh, boy.
Whoever's
right next to you, whoever's standing right next to you could be romanced all day.
I don't know. It might be worth checking out. Maybe I'll check out some of the older ones. Or maybe I'll finally get around to beating Legend of Grimrock 2.
I remember playing it and I was like...
When you say things like this, I actually believe Bobby. When he talks about going back and playing a lot of older titles.
Well, is Doom 2 on the show notes? Let's see. Survey says.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be my streaming game, but I didn't stream. All right.
What did you do? Oh, I guess we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now in our highlights section. Who wants to go first?
Let's talk about The Messenger, man. Oh, this game is awesome. Wow. So I talked a little bit about it before last week, but I got around to beating it. And it
to catch everybody up, Minnie's doing a Metroidvania per week.
Yeah.
He got a little delayed, so he's putting two in this week, I believe.
Tried to. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
So my original plan wasn't...
But it looks like dog shit, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I want to catch everybody up.
It's in a retro style. I wouldn't call it shit.
Mm. I get what you're coming from. But just to touch up a bit on that, my goal originally wasn't to beat a Metroidvania week, just to play one enough to be able to talk about it. But... With that being said, then later I changed it to trying to beat one a week. So yeah, anyway, beat this game on my Switch because I was out of town. And this game, at first, it was just kind of like a linear platformer with swordplay. It's basically like Ninja Gaiden. But then later in the game, it turns into a Metroidvania, which is really cool. There's a time-shifting mechanic that actually changes more than just time. It changes this game from an 8-bit game to a 16-bit game.
That's cool.
And oh, cool.
With that, it also changes the music. Hit that the link, that 16 to 8-bit transition link I put in there.
So in the game, what does it translate as? Interdimensions?
It's just time travel, really. It doesn't really go into specifics. Okay. So yeah, just hit that mark right there. So this is the 16-bit, and then it hits a point right here, and it goes to 8-bit. So you can hear that transition.
Yeah, and so you do that when you're actively doing that in the game?
Yeah, well, there's certain points. It's like you can't do it yourself. So there's like certain points you hit, which it will cause it to happen.
That's going
to
be really loud on the podcast, I can already tell you.
That should be too bad.
Yeah. I've turned it down on the window mixer, too.
So you ever played a game called Evolution 2 or heard of it?
No.
It's Dance game. Dance Revolution.
Wait, is it Evolution or is it Evoland?
Oh, it's Evoland.
Evoland.
I'm so glad somebody with a brain is still around. Chad gave it fucking game of the year when he played it.
Let me pull
but
it up.
But you start as an 8-bit game. And you play, and then as you level up, it becomes a 16. Yeah, 16. Hit me with that 16.
The first screen looks like a original Game Boy, like with the green screen.
Yeah, and dude. And as you level up and go, so you go to 16, then 64, and so on and so on. So the game is evolving as you evolve.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He creamed his panties.
And this is an RPG?
Yeah, it's an RPG.
Oh, it looks really good, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Evoland 2.
Wow.
I don't think it's a very long game, either. This is one of those games that I always want to play and keep forgetting about. But yeah, he really praised it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, going back to the messenger, what I really like about the game, when you first start out, there is no tutorial. It doesn't say, like, press A to jump and all this. You just see things happening, and then you try to emulate that. Like, the first skill you understand is called the cloud jump, which in this game, there is unlimited jumping, but you have to strike something with your sword. So you get one jump. If you hit something while you're in the air with your sword, you get another jump.
Cool.
And that can keep going. You can
like a super aggro Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Jigglypuff can jump indefinitely.
Yeah, you're definitely not drunk yet, right, Emilio?
No.
Because of your wordplay.
I have giant lips, and I trip over them constantly. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
So your tongue and your lips are kind of just like constantly battling each other. There's just no room.
So that's all. What makes this game really make you feel like a badass is because like all this jumping, these jumping mechanics, like you can get through the game without really knowing how to do that. But if you can master that technique of doing the jump and then attack and then comboing that into different moves, it just makes you feel so cool trying to hit these combos.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not a requirement for that, though. Music, going back to that music, hit that underwater music link, too. It's right next to that other one. So it's like when you go into the water, the music changes also, which I find, like, I don't know any other game that does this.
Sonic.
No, like, the music
like,
changes. Like, you'll hear it right here. So that's going into the water. That's
it's got, really, like, an audio filter on it.
Yeah, I've heard that happen with, like, when people go into caves, it changes sometimes. But water, that sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm. So the game is really punishing. I think I've died about 200 times in my first playthrough.
Does it give you does it track?
Yeah, it doesn't track exactly, but there's this like little demon. His name is Quarble. And every time you die, he'll resurrect you, but he'll follow you around for a bit, and then he like steals all your money for like a certain amount of time or a certain amount of money, depending on which comes first.
Jerk.
So yeah, he resurrects you with a price. But every time you die, he gives you like a funny little remark. He's like, "You're dying just so you can hear what I say, aren't you?" And he's like, "Oh, maybe you should have jumped there next time." So when you die, it is kind of context. So if you fell like down a pit, he'll talk about like how you fell down the pit and like missed a jump or something like that. Really funny.
All right. You're starting to win me over a little bit. I won't play it just based on the graphics, but it looks like they took the really lower graphics in so they could put all this other stuff in there, the music and all the mechanics. I'm seeing him jumping around. There's like a chain grab mechanic. There's a what's up with the dragon? You got to keep stay in front of it, huh?
That's yeah. It's instant death. That's like one of the last.
So if you slow levels, slow down at all, you're dead.
Pretty much. You got to just keep running, keep chaining those combos. Not too easy. I died a couple times on that one. Also, there's also like optional challenge rooms.
Did you do them?
I did some of them. Okay. There's like 50 of them. So there's quite a few, more than 50 actually.
Is that what we're looking at here?
No, that's just the shop right there. Oh. So the challenge room is kind of think of Tomb Raider, like the newer Tomb Raiders, where there's like a treasure at the end. If you can find out the puzzle and the...
Oh, yeah. I know all about that. I've played all the Tomb Raiders.
I know what he's talking about. Yeah. It's like a complex,
I have it.
small jumping puzzle yeah. area.
And it's definitely more difficult than the regular game.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
going to this challenge room, yeah. it can be very challenging. Some of them are. I thought I was going on the right path to my goal, and it ended up just being a really fucking long challenge room. Like, most of these challenge rooms are pretty small. They're just tightly compacted, but one it took me like 5 minutes to go from one end to this other. Well, most of them take like 30 seconds to a minute.
So you finished it?
I finished the game.
Did it seem too long, too short?
The game, oh man, it was longer than I thought. I looked up on like how long to beat, and the game said like it's like a 9 to 10 hour game. This thing took me probably 15-20.
Wow. Yeah, it's usually the opposite.
It's usually the opposite for me. I was like, damn, this game, I felt bad. I was like, man, am I just shitty at this game? And then I like watched a YouTuber.
So right there, he hit that golden things and to get that double jump.
The double jump, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's I saw some YouTuber. He said he beat it in like 150 deaths and like 10 hours. Like, damn, I just guess I suck at this game, man. Kind of disappointed myself on that one.
Maybe you're not a good ninja.
Maybe not. But the main point, thing I took about this game was the music. The music is just, I thought it was amazing. The 8-bit was a little kind of grinded on my ears a bit. But once it went to 16-bit, and then I heard the same song go from 16 to 18, it sounded really awesome.
It's a nice touch. You know what's funny about that, though, is on the Steam page, they're selling two soundtracks, one for the 8-bit and one for the 16-bit.
That's same awesome. Price, by the way.
Yeah, $5 each.
I'm not going to pay the same amount of bits for half the bits.
That's crazy. That's funny. I mean, all they do is like they'll probably just slap a filter on that, and they're selling them, too, for different prices.
They don't even have a bundle.
I feel like you're going to buy both, dude. Right?
So the reason the game is named The Messenger is your village was pretty much attacked by this evil demon guy, and you guys were waiting for your village was waiting on this messenger from the west, or the hero from the west, and he comes and he drives back the demon, but your village is already fucked. So he then names you the messenger, and. He then names you the messenger, and you have to like take this message to the top of this mountain. And by the time you get there, you're probably about one third to halfway through the game, and that's when like the whole time travel mechanic comes in. So the whole game goes from linear platformer to Metroidvania style. Mm-hmm. So the music changes, your character gets a new look.
And then in the end of the game, you take off your mask and you find out you were a female ninja the whole entire time.
That would be cool because I like female protagonists, but no. But the game does kind of have like a twist. Like you don't get the entire story.
A titty twist?
No. Until you're like almost like you're like 95% of the way through this game before you get the full story. But that time I told you about the one third to a half when the game changed to Metroidvania, there's kind of a twist and like who your character is, was, and will become. And it's really interesting. Okay. I wasn't really expecting a story through this game, but they did it pretty well.
All in all, what's your general impression of The Messenger?
It's amazing.
Like if you could rate it.
It's a $20 game. The gameplay is superb. The music is awesome. It doesn't explain everything very well. Like when you get a new skill, it's the Shadowrun tabby or something is basically boots that lets you run across water. So when I got that, I was like, cool, I can run across water. I did not know that I could run across lava with that as well. So that took me like a long time to figure out how to get across this lava. Because like, I have no way to get across this, man. So it doesn't explain things very well, but you kind of just have to figure it out.
Okay, that's cool. Mm.
The looks of this game are deceiving. I wasn't expecting all that from looking at these screenshots and the gameplay.
Yeah, there's a lot to this game. It definitely. It's $20, man. This game is well
worth
it.
Justifies the price a little more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because initially looking at this, like if I were to look at this screenshot right here and you tell me $20, I'd be like, no, it could be an asset flip very easily.
No, so. Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah, not enough people playing this game. 226 playing right now. Today's peak, 310.
You got to bump those numbers up. Yeah. Man, that game is so good.
Yeah, all right. Well, what else have you been playing? Hollow Knight?
I started a bit of Hollow Knight. I tried to beat it, but honestly, my thumbs were sore. Like, I'm playing so much of this because I was playing this for like 6 hours a day, and my thumbs were just taking a dump, man. So I played a bit of Hollow Knight, probably got like 5-6 hours into it, and I couldn't do it anymore, man.
That's a good amount.
I don't have that thumb agility as much as I used to. In this game, it's like when you get hit or when you hit something, there's like a frame that stops. Like it stops and like you really feel that hit, especially if you get hit. Like the screen kind of shakes a bit, the sound stops, the music stops, and you just kind of like you really feel that you just took a bit of damage. So it's not like you just cranking through enemies on this. You got to like be very thoughtful of every enemy that you come across. And this game has no direction. Like it basically just tells you go down a hole and figure it out. It doesn't
just like The Messenger. Then do a lot of platformers and or Metroidvanias do that? Don't you think they do?
Yeah. Well, this one isn't a platformer though. This is like this starts as a Metroidvania, and it's kind of like you are correct because that's how Super Metroid was, and the first Metroid where it's just like you just drop down a hole and then you figure it out. Mm-hmm. But not a lot of games do that. They want to give you a bit of direction, but this is really going back to the roots of giving you no direction, you just figure it out.
Of course.
Like there's never...
It almost feels like an RPG that way too. I feel like just playing with the different things.
And it does have RPG elements in it too.
There's backtracking in Metroidvanias, right?
That's the main staple of Metroidvania.
Okay, yeah. Exactly.
So if you don't backtrack, you're definitely not a Metroidvania.
Alrighty.
This is supposedly like the holy grail of like platforming Metroidvania or whatever you want to call it type games.
Yeah, so many people love it. I think Bill the Hill, I think he has like an avatar of Hollow Knight in our Discord. So he must really like this game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a gorgeous game. It's very unique art style.
So is this what you've got your sights set on for next week?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to be. I'm going to be playing more of that this coming up week.
Awesome.
Cool. I hear it's a long game, so
yeah, I saw 20 hours on when I how long to beat.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'll talk about what I've been playing here. I mean, I haven't had much of an opportunity to play this week, so it's a little light, but I did get a code from NVIDIA for Black Ops 4.
That's awesome.
The beta. Have you guys gotten anything through NVIDIA? This is like the second time it's happened. It's a pretty good deal. Like if you're subscribed, there's a lot of hand motions going on, a lot of non-silent communication. It's kind of throwing me off here. What's happening?
I don't know.
So Emilio leaves, as he had promised earlier.
Did he just bring you a glass of ice?
Emilio said he was going to go get some alcohol, and he asked me if I wanted ice in my cup. I mouthed yes. He comes back, and he brings me a cup with a giant ice cube in it, but no alcohol. And so while Bobby was trying to talk about Black Ops, I was like, what the fuck, Emilio?
Well, what do you expect? What did he expect you to do with that?
I don't know, nothing. Just hand it right on back. But let's move on with the game. Call of Duty, Black Ops 4.
Black Ops 4. Okay. So they've got a beta, and this is maybe the second time this has happened to me where I've gotten a activation key for a beta just because I've been a part of NVIDIA or their whatever it is you have to their GeForce experience. So that was really cool. That hasn't happened to you guys before?
No, I don't think so.
Just probably. Get a random email.
The other thing, I wish I could remember the game, but they always do this with really good titles too, like a game like this. Anyway, that's how I was able to get into the beta on this one, and they only have the blackout mode or the battle royale mode. And I'm probably the wrong person to really talk about this because I'm not into that whole genre. But I got to say, after playing this a bit, I don't know how anybody would play PUBG over this. It just seems like PUBG, but better in every single way. I mean, obviously, it's a AAA title. It's got a lot of people working on it, a lot of money behind it. Of course, it's going to come out clean. And it feels
like
Call of Duty.
From the beta.
Yeah, from the beta. Yeah. It just feels smooth.
So but, the Battle Royale and what I'm used to with Battle Royales are very large-scale maps. Mm-hmm. Are we watching the Battle Royale currently?
I don't think so.
No, this is the regular zone.
Yeah, this is just some footage I found on
YouTube. What's it look like, Bobby?
So was it a large-scale map that you were playing?
Yeah, it was a huge map. It was just like PUBG. Like, of course, I don't play a lot of PUBG, so it's hard for me to really tell the differences. There was one difference that I noticed right off the bat. They have these enhancements you can pick up, and they have cooldowns. So you pick them up, and there'll be something like, you know, run a little bit faster for a certain period of time, or I don't even know what the other ones were. Like you heal quicker, or these little power ups that you pick up, and you can activate them, and then they're active for like 60 seconds. Then they're on a cooldown.
So it kind of turns into an ability shooter.
Yeah, a little bit, but these are like minor little upgrades you apply to yourself. They don't give you like brand new abilities, I think.
Yeah, no rocket barrage or anything.
Yeah, so that's the only difference I noticed. It did look like they dumbed down the graphics a little bit, probably because a game like this, you have to, just because you're going to have so many players in it.
Is it 100?
People, 100 what, players?
Yeah.
The Battle Royale, man.
Maybe 80 or 100. Yeah, it's a lot. And you can play in single, duo, and quad. They also have a different mode. I can't remember what it's called, but they have a different mode that's just a faster-paced battle royale. It was called, like, Fly Zone or something zone. But anyway, it's pistols, shotguns, and submachine guns. The circle closes in faster, and it's a smaller map. So it's just like battle royale, but sped up. Mm-hmm. And it's only duos. So that was cool. From the menu, they don't have it enabled, but from the menu, they have your typical like multiplayer, team deathmatch, you know, whatever, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they had one of their options.
But you can't play any of that.
No, you can only play the battle royale.
Okay.
To be honest, I wish I could have played this instead of the Battlefield beta.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I think a lot of people are set on PUBG, and it's going to be hard for them to transfer over. But I think what they've done here...
No, I wouldn't think so. I don't think it would be hard at all.
PUBG is a dying game, dude.
We'll see.
They're not really developing PUBG.
I don't understand the mindset of a PUBG player, so we'll see. But you could be right. It's just I know people get set on their particular game, and then they don't want to switch over from that. But they've done everything right with Black Ops 4. Like, Battle Royale is huge right now, and they put AAA money behind it. They've got these other modes in there, so if you get tired of playing this, you just switch over to the other mode. It keeps you in the game.
And I would be completely down to embrace Black Ops or Call of Duty again if they do, and since they have opened up into battle royale, because that's a certain type of shooting genre I'm interested in. And with Call of Duty, I just got tired of deathmatch basically. And mm-hmm.
The zombie mode was the other one, this one has three zombie modes, right, or something like that. I mean, those are the three main categories. You have your like your versus mode, which is probably gonna be team deathmatch, capture the flat, like all that shit. Then you have your zombie mode, and then you have your battle royale mode. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the three things, and between those three things, I mean, people are gonna spend a lot of time in this game.
Combat in Call of Duty, to me, no real complaints there. A lot of different things going on, but it moved very fast paced, a lot of fun. And the gun movements and whatnot are pretty good.
And that definitely comes out. And so playing PUBG is like awkward sometimes. Yeah.
It is a little finicky. But no, I'm pretty excited to see how, like, based on your review, you seem to like it. And
well, I mean, I'm not going to play it. These aren't my types of games, but this is like,
As it stands.
For me, it would probably be worth paying $60 to get into this.
That's what I was going to say. So as it stands, who's buying Black Ops 4?
I should be on this. I don't. I know that's what I mean. Like, I should be on it when it does come out, because it's just the next shooter that I would want to play.
Bobby, definitely not. Right?
No, it's just not my genre. Yeah. But I mean, this is. I would rather pay $60 for this game than pay less for what seems to be an inferior game. People in chat are asking about vehicles. I believe there are vehicles. I found a dirt bike or a quad in there and drove on that for a little bit, but I assume there's other vehicles as well.
Many?
Nope.
Like, just a hard no.
I don't know. I'm kind of over shooters for now.
Yeah.
And Call of Duty is not where I'm going to start back in.
Well, what's the potential release date? Holiday season?
They have a release date. It's November, I think.
I can only play one online shooter at a time. I'm not sure if this is going to be the one. Looks good. Can't say that it doesn't.
No. October 12th is the release date.
But I'm a sucker for the Battlefields too, so I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. See how this plays out.
I will most likely be on this because my brothers will be on this most likely. So
let me segue into another battle royale. I've been playing Dying Light Bad Blood, which came out of nowhere for me. Anybody knew this is coming out?
No idea.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So Techland is the makers of Dying Light, obviously. And I like them as a developer. I like the way they do things. They don't do loot boxes. They don't do... Well, actually, there's loot boxes in this game, but you can't buy them, as far as I know. They stay away from all the microtransaction stuff. They make good games, and then they price their DLCs at $60. But it's worth it because it's just as big, if not bigger, than the other game.
Wow.
And they make fun of other... They make fun of other companies for, you know, going down that nickel and dime route. So I've always been a fan of Techland. Bobby just recently really got into Dying Light because of the first one, or the second one, right? Or the just the
second
one
was coming out, so I figured it's about time to try the first one.
And you really, really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't even care that it's an asset flip in a way. It's their own assets, obviously, though. It's the exact same town that you played the first game in. The Battle Royale happens in a sector of the original town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really well-developed town, though. You know, I mean, the graphics are fantastic. But there's only 12 people. And there's a ton of, like, interlacing mechanics in this game mm-hmm. that really work well together. First of all, the combat is so interesting. It's so realistic. It's like... Most of the time, it's melee combat, right? So you go up against, you see a guy with a bat, and you have a knife. What are you going to do? You have many options, right? You're either going to, like, manage your distance and try to get in there after he swings, which makes sense. Or he's going to clock you in the head, or you run. And then as you run, you try to run through dangerous things so he gets caught up on the dangerous things.
Yeah.
Or there's
just like
drops.
A chase scene in Mission Impossible
exactly.
or something
yeah.
like that.
And that's what, so they really got the parkour part of it mm-hmm. really makes sense in this game.
To be frank, this is one of my first times really looking at Dying Light and seeing it for what it is. And my first impression of it, definitely based on the color schemes and how bright and colorful it is, it reminds me of Mirror's Edge meets Dead Island because of the PvP element, PvE elements. Where
you might
also
have just nailed it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
And then Dead Island was definitely a melee heavy type of game. There were guns in there, but they weren't necessarily better than your melee options. So
I might have played 50 rounds of this. I haven't seen a gun, okay. But I know there's guns because never mind. I felt bullets. let's put it that way. But I have not found a gun ever. I think they come in the airdrops, which is another thing.
Now, there are zombies in this version?
Yeah, there's zombies. So the entire thing is about leveling up. The first person to level 5, the way you level up is to extract poison, zombie juice, let's say. Zombie juice comes out of these.
It looked like blood samples of some sort.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Pustules. They don't come out of the zombies, but they come out of these like pustules, like these giant, like gross things. And the more rich the vein, the more difficult the zombies. So if you try to start fighting a big zombie to get this super fat loot out of it, you're probably going to get jumped from behind because somebody's going to be seeing you or hearing you. Sound is super huge in this game. And that's another strategy you can employ here. You can, instead of fighting, you can just lay and wait until somebody gets engaged with one of these pustules and just like...
How do you spell that? Pustules?
Yeah.
P-U-S-T-U-L-E-S.
Yeah. It's like a glob of pus.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's super gross.
It sounds gross.
Yeah.
Just the word itself.
And they dry up after you suck it out.
Oh, God.
Anyway, as you're sucking it out, you can get jumped from behind as well. I mean, at any point, you can get jumped from behind. And it's just... I just fucking love the combat so much. I'm getting my shit pushed in, by the way. The best I've done is second place in about 40 or 50 games. It's just so realistic in that, oh my God, I'm getting my ass kicked here. I'm going to turn tail and run and just see what happens. Most of the time, the guy will stop chasing you because he's got shit to do.
Yeah.
And you're trying to run through dangerous shit so he gets tagged. There's so much stuff going on. There's grenades. There's landmines. There's bows and arrows. There's apparently there's guns, but like I said, I've only been blasted in the face. It's very intense.
By pustule?
Yes. Oh. Okay, now you turn the tables on me, Chi. Yeah, just having a really good time. What else?
Pulling a Chi right now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, enjoying it. It reminds me of early PUBG where I'm getting like, not shaky, but like definitely the adrenaline is going, especially killing one person. The engagements aren't like a PUBG engagements where you're dead in two to three seconds and then, oh, shucks. These are going on for 10 to 15 seconds because I'm going to climb up this wall and try to air attack this guy. But then I'm going to block, and it's kind of like there's a paper, scissors, rock.
Is that a one-hit kill, air attack?
No, but it does a shit ton.
Okay.
Yeah. And the higher you're up you are, the more you are. So high ground is, there's just ton.
There's a lot of verticality.
A lot going on here and having a lot of fun. There's only one map, but again, you're only like in certain sectors within the map. That map is already tried and true. Like,
are you able to talk shit at the person in front of you? No. Oh, that's too bad. That would make it so much more fun.
But it's, I love it. It's really good.
Really? You can't talk shit to somebody? Not even in like a proximity voice?
I haven't heard it if you can.
So only 200 people playing that game right now.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
Oh man. Yeah. It's not a lot.
It is in early access. $20. I didn't hear a single thing about this. That's so weird that this game came out and that you found it, because I didn't hear anything about it.
Is this standalone?
Yeah, it's a standalone
game. I'm surprised they didn't promote it more.
Yeah. And it's funny because
like this, you need a player.
You could be in a boss fight like that trying to get like the delicious pustule. But, you know, people are just laying in wait, waiting for you to like engage.
So
you can fake to
So engage. Now it's not just Mirror's Edge meets Dead Island. It's Mirror's Edge meets Dead Island meets Hunt.
Or Pornhub.
I was thinking
Pornhub. Yeah.
Well, your pustules in your face.
Yeah, pustules in your face.
Disgusting. I bet Flying Hawaiian's laughing right now.
That was a joke just for you, buddy.
Oh my gosh.
And it's not this color. Like they're wearing like the best shit you could find. Mm-hmm. If you're
they're
unlocking
all dressed
stuff.
Up.
Yeah, they're all dressed up.
Yeah.
I talked to Flying this weekend. I was drunk as shit and I just like went into his
Stream,
yeah.
Yeah, of doing Enter the Gungeon.
Yeah, Enter the Gungeon, yeah.
Have you played that game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Didn't you really stream good. This week? I thought I saw an alert.
I tried. I was trying to stream. Actually, I was trying to stream Hollow Knight, but it just was doing terrible frames. Like, I couldn't do anything about it.
If I was going to end on one thing, I would say that I realized that I'm just cannon fodder for the winners, and I'm still somehow having fun. So that's saying a lot.
That's pretty cool.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
It's a problem they have yet to solve in a lot of these knockout games. Once you get knocked out, sometimes it's very quick and it just kind of kills the experience.
Yeah.
That's what it does for me. Like, I just can't get into these games because it's just like, I'm dead.
Do you guys pay attention to screen names, like who killed you and who you killed?
Yeah, I love looking at screen names because it makes me laugh.
Unless it really catches me, like we talked about last week.
But you would have to read it. I don't even read them once.
You don't?
Yeah, it's sometimes.
I always rate them.
Because the reason I only say if there's only 300 people, I'm sure it's the same fucking three dudes shoving it up my ass.
Probably. Well, you said 12 people per game?
Yeah, 12 people per game. So, that's mm-hmm. there's a lot of wiggle room there. It's a lot. One more time. It's a lot to pay for $20, like, because there's only this one map. But I could recommend it. Sorry.
So Dying Light, where everyone's an Eskimo brother.
Pretty much, because they're all shoving up my ass. Yeah.
Emilio, Eskimo Emilio.
I feel like every 3 months, Bobby's like...
Eskimo brother?
Eskimo brother, that's pretty good. Every 3 months, Bobby's like, so I played League of Legends. About, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll dip into it off and on, but the only reason I got back into it this week is because they have this new single-player mode. Not really? Single-player, co-op mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Odyssey. So I thought I'd dip in, check it out, see how it compared to the Heroes of the Storm one that they did, which was a huge success, by the way. Like, the Heroes of the Storm one was great. It kind of turned into this whole speedrun thing that became a challenge for everybody, and that was a lot of fun. This is a little different, where the Heroes of the Storm one felt like a wave survival, almost like Diablo, where you're just grinding through a whole horde of enemies. This one feels more like boss fights, like WoW mechanic boss fights. Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty good because there's different difficulties you can play on, and they make it challenging to a point where you can't just bulldoze through it without thinking. Like, you actually have to think about it. There has to be some cooperation. I didn't make it very far in this. I had a really tough time because you can only play as a certain set of heroes, and they even limit the things that you can buy. You know, this is a game that is designed for, you know, PvP combat. So when you completely turn the tables like this and make it a co-op thing, like, there's some things that are just busted.
You would have to do that.
Yeah. So you have to limit the store here, and they've done that, but they do have this new augment thing. So as you're doing this more and more, you're leveling your characters up and getting more augments and more slots for augments, which just kind of enhance you in little ways. But it's fun and it's challenging. And that's what something like this has to be. It's got to be challenging. Otherwise you feel like you're just brainlessly doing stuff.
And here's the thing with the characters that you have, is it a blank slate every single time you start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you
one
buy
of these
items.
Things? Oh, you so you just buy items. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of, especially if it's PvE, a huge challenging portion of cooperative PvE is having everybody be on the same playing level in regards to not one person is out-leveled.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you can be out-leveled with
augments, but they don't have a huge impact, I think.
Okay.
And you're probably playing on a difficulty that's appropriate to whatever level you're at with the augments. It's, I don't know, I don't play enough League to really enjoy this that much, but they offer some exclusive items in it, and I think that's why everyone's grinding it, because you can get like special skins, special portraits, things like that. You have to buy this with a currency that you earn just through this mode. And if there's one thing this game doesn't need, it's another fucking currency. Yeah. They have so many. I mean, Smite has two, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, most games have two.
Yeah, HOTS has three.
Three would be pushing it, yeah.
Yeah, and even that's a little, like, confusing.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, League of Legends has so many. I can't even think of all of them because I don't play the game enough.
Who did it better, Bobby, in your opinion? HOTS or League this PvE?
I couldn't give a unbiased opinion on that. I like the HOTS one a lot better just because it turned into this whole community speedrun event thing, and everyone was trying to get
that
best
was like imposed by that was imposed by
Bias me. Bobby.
Yeah.
Escamilio and Bias Bobby.
If you're going to ask me HOTS versus anything, of course I'm going to take that side. But I am impressed with what they've done here. Like, I think they did a pretty good job with this. It's very different than what they've done in HOTS.
Good for them.
Yep.
Doing new things.
Yeah. Trying
something. Who did it
new.
First?
And next, League of Legends announces their upcoming card game.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Right? They're all, it's just the MOBA thing is more of a copycat feel than any other genre, I feel. They all just copy each other.
Kind of. Mm. Yeah, they do. You see a lot of the same things pop up in all the different ones.
I love how the first game that's recommended for Bobby when he goes on Steam is Siege.
This is actually my Steam account.
Actually we aren't. No one's actually logged in. Yeah.
It's just recommending.
Actually, I'm very excited to learn more about this just because I know nothing about Tomb Raider. So take the floor, Minnie.
It's about a supermodel that takes over.
Did I put that on?
Criminal enterprise. What?
Did I put that on here?
No, I did it for you.
Oh, you did?
Because I assumed.
Did you not want to talk about it?
I did not.
This is like the game to talk about.
Right. I didn't play it enough.
How much did you play? At least talk about your experience with
it. How long did you play it?
So did far? You
2 hours maybe?
And how
that's
and
not
did
me.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, more on that next week.
Move on.
Official DL game.
That's it?
Right there.
That was the worst. You could talk 30 minutes about fucking Messenger and you can't even spiel 10 minutes on this huge fucking title of a game. Just because you only play 2 hours of it.
Let me break it to you. If he beats that game by next week, he's still going to have nothing new to say about this game because
it's not a fucking Metroidvania.
1999.
No, yeah, it really is. Like, if you played any game, any Tomb Raider game for the past 6 years, they're all pretty much the same.
How about someone who's never played any Tomb Raider game, period?
Have you played Uncharted?
No.
Oh.
Those are console titles.
Yeah.
Would you kindly...
Don't even talk. You mean talking
emerge,
about...
Can you kindly...
Oh, here we go.
Would you kindly...
See what you did, Bobby?
Would you kindly explain this game a little bit, please? Okay.
All right. So, Lara Croft is...
supermodel.
Yes.
I mean, she could be. She could be, but she's not. Her parents died. They left her a huge estate, a shit ton of money, and a huge will of learning... or understanding history. It seems like the story gets reset every time you play a new Tomb Raider because...
Well, physically you are a new Tomb Raider. You're still Lara Croft, but it's a different generation.
Not the last three. You're the same girl, right?
I think this one's new, she has a new look. I don't know if it's a new character.
That much time on the story.
Anyway,
she is insisting that we do.
On the game or the story?
The game, this particular game.
The point I'm coming across is that the end of every Tomb Raider is like very supernatural. There's like demons and monsters and shit.
Like Indiana Jones, melt your face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's some crazy shit. And then at the beginning of the next Tomb Raider, they're like,
no magic.
Supernatural shit doesn't exist until we get to the end of this game. And then, oh my God, there's demons and shit. So so that's how this game is starting out. It's
but that's not why you're here. You're not here for the story. You're here for
gameplay, right?
The gameplay is awesome. Yes.
I heard a lot of things about being able to modify how difficult the puzzles are versus how much the combat.
There is, yeah. There's different difficulties you can set. Easy, normal, hard on combat difficulty, puzzle difficulty, and I think scavenging difficulty. So you can set all those on different scales.
Mm. See, so just...
Can you compare this to... So I guess it's like Uncharted. I've never played that. But it looks... Does it play anything like God of War or anything like that?
No, combat is... very little melee combat. If you're in melee combat, you're kind of like last resorting.
It's almost like jumping puzzles it's like a 3D adventure platformer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And it does have some combat mixed into it, but God of War focuses way more on the combat.
Yeah. But you haven't played the new ones, right?
I haven't played any of them.
So there's a lot of combat. I just know this shit because
they've been doing the same shit for 20 years.
Bobby's not wrong.
Yeah, actually, I've never played a God of War. I played one.
But they've been improving. You have to say they've been improving the entire 20 years. Yeah,
sure. So is Call of Duty. It's a franchise, man.
Mm. Bobby, that's what I play this game before you start.
I will. Play this game, start to finish, top to bottom, just so I can berate it.
Please, please do. I will buy it for you so that you can do that.
But you know what I was wondering about that the Black Ops game that I played. It feels like they're trying to set something up with Black Ops 4. Like this is going to be our game for a while. Like we're setting this up where we're going to have people playing it. And how's that going to work with we release a game every single year? Like, are they just going to update it and just offer it as it's going to be like a game as a service? Are they going to monetize somehow off of people who play it instead of just charging for a new title every year?
Bobby, we're talking about Tomb Raider.
I know, but you cut me off earlier before I could finish talking about Black Ops 4. So I thought I'd work it in there since it came back up. I like how Warconius in chat says Lara Croft should just find a boy and settle down.
He also brings up,
who's going to save the world if that happens?
It's going to be your fucking granddaughter, dude. That's what they're going to do. They're going to have like old Lara Croft, and she's passing on the torch to like Cindy Croft, and then we're stuck with her.
Gosh,
for the next 20 years.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm all about Cindy Croft.
Oh my goodness,
that does have a ring to it.
Cindy Crawford, I think you're thinking of
what?
Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, maybe that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Cindy Christ.
Is this the best Tomb Raider you've ever played?
I don't know. Maybe. I've only played a little bit of it.
Is it in the running?
It's the same.
There you go. Tomb Raider must buy. DLG stamp of approval.
Our official two-hour review.
I haven't even got through like a challenge room on this game yet, so I couldn't say.
Mm. Well, that's the real test.
Oh, Cindy Croft is on Pornhub. There you go, Emilio.
Mm.
All right. What else have people been playing?
Not
for
Spider-Man.
More than 2 hours.
I played... Well, oh, shit. In that case, I got to stop here. I played Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Longest title ever.
Did you?
Is it the one with the multiplayer and you're in a huge environment and there are on-site quests and you can build up and it's like a turf war.
Never played turf war.
No, it's literally a turf war.
Is what she's doing, yeah.
An astroturf war.
Because
no, it's real turf, Bobby.
No, it's zombies versus plants turf war. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. But it's not better than Garden Warfare. That pun already is better. Anyway, I love Plants vs. Zombies, the tower defense game, mm-hmm. I thought it maybe is the best tower defense game ever made.
Oh, yeah. Set the bar.
Yep. And even though, I don't know, it doesn't look like most tower
Bobby
defense games.
Bobby is such an asshole tonight.
Yeah, he's fired up, man.
Plants vs. Zombies is an amazing game.
Yeah, I loved it. I played it all the way through. I think I did everything.
I think I did it almost in one sitting. I really liked it.
Literally impossible.
Who's that? I think crazy it's like 100 hours. Stuff out of the back.
No, it's
of his
not
band.
The very original oh, yeah. Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah,
with the foil
no,
hat.
Not.
There's
yeah.
secret stuff, dude.
Oh,
there's
no. Like just the main story.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, this flipped the script on me. It wasn't what I was expecting.
This is more for kids.
I don't know. I haven't played it online yet.
The first Plants vs. Zombies wasn't?
No, dude.
No, not at
that's
all.
That's a thinking man's game. first thing I thought when I started playing this is the graphics are really, really good.
It's yeah, it's all 3D.
Because PopCap has only ever made, like, to my knowledge, before this and the other Garden Warfare that I never played, you know, just cell phone titles. So I was really impressed by how good it handled and just the looks of it. It mm-hmm. really looked like this kind of like cartoony zombie field versus plants. it's so crazy, so, but that's how it goes down.
So my experience with this, you play this only single player?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I need to play this online.
Yeah. So, and it's definitely meant to be a game played with others or versus others. And I played this game with my nephew when I went to go visit him, and we played it on the Xbox. And
you're proving Bobby's point, right? That it's what? About it's for kids.
Well, this particular game, I would agree. It is definitely more for kids. Mm. It's a really good PvP confined area with other things to do. So you're not just constantly trying to do deathmatch here. You have different characters. You don't unlock all of them right away. So you can actually build up towards unlocking different characters or even leveling up your character. And there are so many different areas to this. So you start at, there's two different forts, the zombie fort and the plant fort. And you get to basically reroll your character and you control the other person, no matter what they're doing. If they're just trying to do a quest, if they're trying to do something particular, you could just roll up on them and destroy them. And then they like just have to restart and do all that stuff. So it's a lot of fun. It's almost like a playground in a sense with a lot of different elements of, you know, that you find in games. It's not just hardcore deathmatch. You don't need 5v5. In fact, there's so much PvE on the map that you kind of get your fix from destroying enemies anytime you want to. And then there are different quests and rewards and chests and all
so
this other stuff.
So during the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're probably, okay, so I was playing the single player just to get a hold
of
it.
Oh, okay.
But it's the same thing because there's an active war going on mm-hmm. in the single player. I mm-hmm. mean, it's really dog shit, but... you could just go and, like, do your quests. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you could do quests during the multiplayer.
Yeah.
So it's like, casual. Casual as fuck.
It is very casual.
As casual
and it's
as
very
like,
lighthearted. Yeah. And it's just super goofy. I love playing this with my nephew. I really did. And it's nothing like, you know, the classic Plants vs. Zombies tower defense type of
zero.
Ordeal. It's
except
more
for the same characters.
It's more like a 3D immersion, like 3D world of Plants vs. Zombies if they just like turned it into a playground.
Did you play the zombie side when you were playing?
Yeah, I played both sides. I don't remember.
Which one do you like better? Do you know?
I think they were both equally fun. It's just that all the different characters have very different abilities. Yeah. Some of them are predominantly like they have counters, if that's the appropriate word, or where if you play a certain person, you could counter them with a different type of
title.
Player.
Yeah.
And then it's just a lot of goofy, silly fun. So
were there microtransactions in this game?
Not that I
recall. No.
I think it was mostly
in-game currency stuff that you earn from questing.
What brought you to this game? Because it seems kind of really random.
Because
Amelia,
I really think that Plants vs. Zombies, the original game, is the best tower defense ever.
Okay.
And then I've been trying to utilize my Origin
Access. This is a different game mode. I think they have different game modes.
Oh, it's on Origin Access?
Yeah, it's on Origin Access. Okay. So I've been trying to like utilize that as much as I can. Because I think I'm down to my last two months or something.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got to go pee.
Looks right. like in whatever we just saw on the telly, it showed a capture the point type of PvP. I'm not sure what mode I played with my nephew, but basically you're just roaming around in the same enclosed map and just like, I don't know, just doing what we wanted. It didn't seem like there were any control points or anything or another.
Well, it looks like you're shooting each other.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And you get different abilities, which is a lot of fun. Yeah.
I'm guessing the last couple things we have to talk about are all Emilio. And he just stepped out. And half of them look like TV shows.
Well, didn't you guys play HOTS this week? I think I saw that the both of you.
I have been playing very little HOTS. Like I practice with my team and then, you know, we have our matches, which is coming to a close.
Oh, speaking of that, can you tell me how to not suck dick with Nazebo?
With Nazebo?
I'm trying to get stacks, dude. Okay. What's the best?
Number one with Nazebo, don't play Nazebo. No, I'm kidding. Actually, he's really good at the lower levels, and I like even on certain maps he can be very good. Like Nazebo, you just got to be like, fuck the team, I'm going to go from lane to lane and get as many stacks. And you got to learn to auto attack every minion in there, so they die.
You get one dot on them.
Yeah, they have to die with the dot on them. So you'll burn through mana quickly, and I'll show you a build later. Yeah, dude, I love playing Nazebo, especially on Volskaya, but. A lot of people, he's not considered top tier, especially like in higher level games.
Yeah.
And then I don't have too much to add for this week either. I think I stated last week, the most I was going to do is get some FPS games in of Siege and CS, which is what happened. That was basically it.
Is this phone ringing now?
Yeah, that's Emilio's phone.
So I'm trying to get stacks, dude. And like by the end of like 20 levels, I'm at maybe 130.
Okay, well, first of all, never play them on a two-lane map. Only three lanes and maps where you can get around to the lanes really quickly. So, like, Spiders, very small map, three lanes, perfect.
Oh, because they got extra creeps. Yeah? Those spiders count?
Well, you got a third lane, but the lanes are very close, so you can go from one to the other. You can't stay in one lane. Like, you have to at least go back and forth between two lanes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe three. Just wherever a lane's pushed up, you go there and you get the stacks, and you just do that all throughout the game. You kind of hop in for objectives and help your team out, but you're always stacking.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so never on a two-lane map. It just won't work.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, I gotta stream HOTS again.
I've been playing... Let's see, Tychus? I like him as an assassin. He's pretty good as an anti-tank assassin.
Yeah, he's a tank buster. He's really good at melting the tanks. And that's what the meta is right now, is just burst down the front line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to HOTS talk.
Did you ever get back into, or was this only Bobby that played Hearthstone?
I think only Bobby.
No, I didn't play that much. Or Emilio.
Did I say Chad or Bobby?
I said Bobby.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I played very little Hearthstone.
Knew who I was talking about.
No. I thought you just had me mistaken because Emilio's played a good amount of Hearthstone.
Yeah,
but yeah, Chad played a good amount as well. Yeah,
so it was just Chad and Emilio, but not you ever, Bobby?
I played a little bit here and there, but no, not that much.
All right, here we go.
All right, we got some things. You walked out with, we had three things left to talk about, and they're all you.
Just HOTS and Hearthstone and filler conversation until you made it back, Emilio.
What?
What?
Oh. Mother Gunship, I'm not the only one who played it. You touched on it.
Right? Yeah, played a little bit of it.
I just played through the tutorial. We've been trying to play through that together.
No, I've been trying to, and you've been turning me down nightly.
Okay, well, you can go back and check the texts and the Discord messages. I have messaged you saying, hey, let's do this, and then you have not been available. It's been a back and forth.
Do you want to go through this? We can go through this. I think you initially said, yeah, I'll buy it so we can play, and then after that it was... Five nights of me saying
no. Literally every night that I'm not home, you text me and say, "Do you want to play?" I said, "Nope," but I'll be home tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, hey, what's up?
Let's go through Discord, shall we? Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll be too slow, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on this.
Well, I played through through the tutorial, kind of learned what the game's all about. I really like the idea. You can definitely tell this was a kind of a budget game. Like they did some things to cut costs and time, but it's okay. Like it's still a clean, good looking game. It doesn't need all the fancy stuff. Like they have voice lines delivered by people who are just images on the screen. Like they have a little icon of them rather than like any sort of like 3D animation or anything like that. But whatever.
They
poke
fun at each other all the time. Mm-hmm. One of the guys like, no, I'd love to be on video chat for you guys for the rest of the night, but I've got dinner to attend to. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, you can definitely tell like this is not a AAA title, but it you can't fault the game for that. Like the comedy reminds me a lot of Super Monday Night Combat, which is great.
God, and that game was so fun.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Rest in peace. But the whole building of the gun thing, like that's just so creative to me. Like that's my favorite part. I think most of my tutorial was just spent like configuring my gun with what little parts they gave me. And I can tell like, that's going to be something that.
Oh, you're going to love it, dude. It fucking expands so much off of that.
Well, I think a good game does that, or at least the games that I like to play do that, where they give you these two phases. One is the combat. Well, one is the design phase or like the strategy phase where you have to like lay everything out preemptively. And then the other phase is like when you take that into combat and you get to see how well it works and then you figure it out and you're like, okay, this didn't really work. And then you go back in the lab and you recraft things, you know, like XCOM did that so well.
The first game dev that I ever saw talk about something like this was, Valve talking about, the highs and lows of TF2 and like how they would do things to make the lows feel even lower. And then they would do things to make the highs feel ever even higher. So say you go on like some sort of combination of like you kill three people in a row, your crit percentage would go up hiddenly. You wouldn't know this, but then you can go on a rampage of like 15 kills and you're like, I'm a fucking god. I'm never going to stop playing this game. And they like found. So this has a lot of bit of that where your highs are high because you got through the room. And then you'll have a low phase of building the new gun. And then you might have a really low where that new gun fucking sucks. Is dog shit. Yeah, it's terrible. And then, did you have that experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what you built?
Yeah, I built what I thought would be like really high damage output. But it was just like those big, like, they look like they're bricks. They're the big, like, yellow.
Oh, big yellow bricks. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. And it thing just is like high damage output, but you fire once every 30 seconds.
Yeah, and it drops off too. I think it has drop off too.
The drop off was on those ones. Really is. Oh, that drop off was terrible, dude.
The anti-gravity is the worst mod. I haven't made. Have you guys got it to work? I haven't played as much.
I haven't got that far.
Anyway,
it's a great idea. I can't wait to play more of this.
Yeah, it gets a little repetitive only in that. So I was on level 4 for a long time. I couldn't pass it, but level 4 is surrounded by these other levels, like these tiny levels.
Okay.
So you could just keep grinding those until you can pass level 4. And it's kind of arbitrary. It might tell you what you can get from going there. Like you'll get better weapons if you go here, or you'll get more experience if you go here, or you get more money if you go here. Mm-hmm. But it's up to you, and you can do it, and you just have to grind it out until you like feel strong enough to go to level 4, and then you might still get your ass kicked and then have to go back again. So, in other words, I spent a lot of time on level 4. I might have attacked it 6 times, and I might have had to try to level up. I went to the mini levels like twice that, at least like 8 or 9 of them, so I could get better. But I'm having fun. Like it, you know, it's a lot of action, a lot of fun, funny stuff. Look at that. So he took that launcher that you're talking about and made a 5 launcher out of it.
Fucking huge.
Yeah.
Is there an end to this game or is it just?
No. Yeah. There's something called the mother gunship and then you're trying to kill it.
Okay.
But she thinks you're delivering pizzas. So she's kind of cool with the whole thing. She's find the self-destruct button. That's where we keep our money. And then you get there and it says, definitely not a self-destruct button. Definitely. Definitely not. What was the other game that I was supposed to talk about?
I think the Cobra Kai and Castle Rock.
Oh, yeah. They're shows. Cobra Kai, I watched the first 2 episodes. This is YouTube saying, how can we get that 30 to 40-year-old market nailed down? Oh, nostalgia.
What platform is this on?
This is on YouTube Red, which is gone now. It's called YouTube Premium.
Okay.
And, but
they give you the first episode for free.
They give you 2 for free.
Oh.
And then I was kind of hooked in a way. Like, I wouldn't say it's nearly as good as anything else I watch, but for some reason, maybe it was nostalgia without like noticing it. It takes off, you know, whatever.
Never thought I'd hear the day.
30 years after Karate Kid. They do.
So it's like real job. Time.
What is Cobra Kai?
Karate Kid goes up against a dojo called Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
And then so now older? the bad guy is now like down and out because he lost the tournament. And the other guy,
he's still reeling from the loss.
He never recuperated.
30 years
and then
later.
The other one.
Sometimes we hold on to things.
And the Karate Kid is now flourishing. He has car dealerships, and it.
Wait, is he actually in the movie? Are they all?
They're all in the
original.
Movie.
Yeah. Shit.
It's all the original people, and they might have flipped the script. Like it might be that the bad guy is now the good guy, and the good isn't.
Okay,
you don't know who to root for here. And that it's interesting. Funny. But anyway, the jokes are very 80. Like
the underdog. You always gotta root for the
underdog.
It's
almost like the dunch. Like he's like wah wah wah. Like that stuff.
Like the and almost pause for reaction.
It kind of works. I'm not gonna say it's great. I'll leave you on this. I don't know why I watched the entire season these days, but I did. All right. Castle Rock. This is a Stephen King joint where it takes, I believe this is in a world where all of his stories are in one world.
So it's basically like The Tower.
It is, kind of. Yeah, they haven't alluded to that. But yeah, it, almost exactly. Because it happens at Shawshank Penitentiary, which is Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
And it has, and it alludes to other stories the end of the time. It's its own story.
Okay.
Don't get this twisted. But definitely it's happening in Maine. And if you know... if you know Stephen King, it's Derry, Maine. Castle Rock is right next to the other one where he grew up, the one that It is in. Anyway, even this far, where the guy who played It, the clown, Pennywise, is the main character or the main bad guy in this. But I don't know if that has any correlation between it. But anyway.
What platform is this on?
That's on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah. Then it sucks that you have to ask.
Yeah.
Because like before it'd be like Channel 2 or whatever. Anyway.
No, I don't like being able to have, I hate maneuvering through.
Yeah, it sucks.
Hulu does a pretty good job of it because Hulu will say, if I search for something, I was searching for Curb Your Enthusiasm the other day and it's like, oh, well, we don't have that, but for an extra fee, you can get HBO Go and that'll be integrated into Hulu. So it just comes up in your search.
Do you remember how much that fee was?
I think it's like $15 or something.
Oh, so the entire, it's just like going out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you get that, but it's automatically added to Hulu.
At least they
so
do
you
that.
Get
That's
it
pretty
in
nice.
One central location.
Yeah, I can dig it. Castle Rock, in between seasons of Stranger Things, Game of Thrones. What else do I watch? I don't know. But in between the super heavy hitters, this is the best show on TV for me.
Has Game of Thrones started a new season yet?
No.
The next one will be the last one. I think the next show I might get into is Jack Ryan, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The interpretation of Tom Clancy's.
Yeah.
One of Tom... I don't know what it is, but I know it's based on a Tom Clancy novel, I think.
A lot of them.
A multitude of them.
A ton of them, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I think the majority of his stories have to do with Jack Ryan at some point.
Okay.
And I did just see A Quiet Place. I've been trying to see that forever. So good. I hate horror movies. It is one of the best horror movies I've seen in years.
Are you
A Quiet Place? Is that the one with the main actor from
The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
I don't know.
Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
Oh.
John Krakowski.
That's quite a name. Right. Are you having a party, Emilio?
Right now?
Soon?
Sure.
It's all the candy.
Oh, that's a bunch of bags of candy.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, there's another one.
Okay.
This is the party house, dude.
Yeah.
And there's yet, like seven
I've
people
never
outside
did
right
an
now.
Invite.
Krasinski, that's it. Thank you.
Why are you kind of weird?
Krakowski.
Oh. So, are we done with that?
Yeah, I think we are.
Guess so.
So, those are the highlights for the week.
Yeah, that was a long one. Yeah. And she didn't even play anything. All right, let's move on.
I played a couple of things. I played with rocks and sticks on my camping trip. I had no service. I had no reception. It was a very on the spur decision.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I, is that even a way to describe
Kinda.
It? On the
spur
spot,
of the moment.
Spur of the moment. Decision to go camping since I've never gone camping before. So if I have not been gaming this week or have been presence on the interwebs. It's because of that. But this week I plan to definitely indulge in technology. So
sure.
So let's turn things around.
Cool. What 12, right. game, what 12 games are going to be in the next week?
You know, really quick, on Friday night, I went to a baseball game. I haven't been in years, but...
A professional one? The Padres?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And out there in left field, hanging off the wall, is a big banner advertisement for Rocket League. Dude, they are just promoting the hell out of that game.
That's so crazy.
Well, they're local, too.
Like, so, are they?
Yeah. They're San Diego.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, there's not many. Mm-hmm.
Why don't we ever talk to them?
I don't know. Every time, like, I think about
because
it, I'm like,
none
oh,
of us
yeah.
play that game, probably.
Well, we kind of used to.
Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of used to. All right, first up in the news, Steam's first uncensored adult game has been approved.
I thought they already have uncensored sexual games.
They have. They released the embargo, basically. So now this is, like, the first game to come out that's actually, like, 100% uncensored. So you can, pretty much talking to Fly in Hawaiian, you can go into your Steam settings and opt into porn games.
Oh,
that's okay. Like a new thing.
That's kind of like Reddit where you have to do that.
Hmm. Not safe for work filter?
I would not know.
There's like two or three of them.
Oh, is there?
I have to go through a lot of filters to get to that stuff, but it's fantastic.
Mm. I don't have any of those checked or unchecked or whatever.
No,
I need to check
should.
That out.
That's fantastic. Should, man. All right, back to Steam.
Let's get weird.
So what is this game? Negligee Love Story.
It's it's a chi type of game.
It's a me type of game?
Yeah.
A dating sim?
Exactly.
Yeah, but with...
Boobies.
Like,
it's funny because if it's only a dating sim and that's all there is,
uninterested. Clit, huh?
Right? Am I right?
If it's like, only if a dating is, sim, then yeah, no. Then no.
Oh. But dating because sim...
Within with another game.
Yeah, with like...
Or such as...
Smacking Goblins.
Or Hot to Full Boyfriend was the last game dating sim...
The like, pigeon one?
That I liked. But it was meant to be a parody. It was meant to be make fun of dating sims, but also be an homage to so many different video game titles. It was a geek culture dating sim. So it wasn't just... purely me going in and playing a dating sim.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's really all the news has been put out in this whole article. It just pretty much says that this game called The Negligee Love Story is...
Who's going to play it or who's already playing these porn games on their Steam account?
No idea. Hawaiian.
Like, I feel like you would be.
No.
Out of, like, this group of people.
Okay.
Because, Bobby, that looks like my work outfit, actually, the far left. Almost.
I thought you said workout.
My work outfit. I have to wear a tie to work sometimes. Okay. Actually, all the time, so it's weird.
Oh, how can I help you? You can't help me, Google. Go away.
Describe your issue.
Oh, my. This game looks awful.
I'm sure it's not going to be a great game. I think they have... I saw the reviews on it.
It looks awfully uncensored.
I think the reviews are actually mostly positive, but I don't know the reason for that.
Mm. I don't know. I can't imagine anything really. I don't know. See, I'm all for like not censoring games, but you know, if you have a good game where there's some adult content in it, that's one thing. But if you're just making a game who's you're just hanging your hat on the whole adult thing, and the only reason that anybody would ever take any interest in it is the fact that there's nudity or sex in it, like, then it's kind of like.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, instead of fapping off to a video or a movie, why not fap off to, like, a video game experience? It's basically interactive porn that's not VR, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's... I mean, I think that's kind of cool.
I get that.
I won't be playing this game, but that's... I don't... I wouldn't debase it.
I don't think you're fapping to girls, though.
Yeah, no. Wait, I feel like they all look like me, but with wigs on. Just kidding.
A little bit bustier.
Bobby, can we
super bustier.
Bobby, can we...
like, if my ass fell off my back and landed on my chest,
do we know anything about
that's
Crystal?
That's how busty.
I'm interested in Crystal. I like just more about her
Crystal's
backstory.
Your type? Wait. Let's scroll up. Who's our type?
I love purple, so it has to be the girl in the middle.
No, she's too shy. I don't like shy girls.
Well, just like I like the dude vampire, I love purple.
I kind of like the pink titties.
I think the answer here is clear. Crystal clear.
Damn it, Emilio.
No, I like the pink chick because she looks kind of bitchy and fierce. I dig it. All the other girls look very passive. And Crystal just looks like a slut, Emilio. Your type?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl on the left is barely fitting in her suit. Like, barely.
Yeah.
She has to talk to her tailor.
I think she's a camel toe in the show.
Oh, my right? God. Yeah. Did I say that's what I wear to work every day? A fucking camel toe? Sounds about right. Let's move on.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Next bit of news here. Dr. Disrespect and stream after apparent gunshot strikes
his
house.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I watched this like 3 or 4 times because like it seemed to cut off at the wrong point. Like, it just kind of, I don't know, because, and then, yeah, the 3rd or 4th time I found it, yeah, I was right. There is a little more. Most of the videos cut it off because he called them pussies. It's like, you're driving by my house and you're shooting from your car, you fucking pussies. And everybody, like most news outlets, it's like what you were talking about the other time, Bobby, when you like, you found an article and it said like, because of these people, and they kept like, yeah. And that's how this works. Somebody puts something on the line, everybody takes it and then puts their interpretation of it. Anyway, I finally found the source, Twitch. And yeah, he's like, he calls them a bunch of fucking pussies and then he kills the stream. He goes, I have to kill the stream, guys. Somebody shot at our fucking house. He made contact with the house. You drive by, and that's where like the majority of the videos, and he goes, you're a bunch of fucking pussies, and then he kills it. And it's funny because you see him out of his wig, which you never do. He has like very stylish.
He's
like,
up that, his persona.
Yeah, definitely. He's out of character. Obviously. Somebody shot his house.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a BB gun. Doesn't matter. It shattered a window. He has a little daughter that, you know, that could definitely do some damage. Take out an eye or something. But it doesn't matter. Like, it's rough. If you're in the public eye, there's a certain amount of risks you're taking with that. Mm-hmm. Especially with something where they can find out your address pretty easily, right?
Yeah, if you're online streaming, yeah, it's not too hard.
Yeah, don't people get like swatted all the time? Whatever that was, or used to be.
What is that?
Swatted.
Yeah. Where they call the SWAT team on your house.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, because they know your address.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, and they run in while you're streaming, and it's like, it's terrible. You've never heard of that? Yeah, mm-hmm. that was like 2 years ago.
That was pretty big 2 years ago, and then people started getting like arrested in federal prison time.
But like, I've heard it say a million times. If you're famous, like not DLG famous, we're perfect. But if you have millions of people following you, and you take 1% of those people being crazy, 1 in 100 people, okay, crazy, you're taking a gigantic risk.
Yeah,
because 1% of a million is a number that is big. I don't know what it is, but what was it, 10,000? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fucking people. And it only takes a fraction of those to come attack you. So that's what it is. Rest in peace, Selena.
Who?
Selena.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Oh, I thought you said Atlanta for a second. I'm
Selena?
You said it with Mexican accent.
Selena,
yeah.
You said Selena.
Selena. You make us fun of my accent one more time.
I don't know how to do a Mexican accent.
Yeah, me neither.
Very well. Spanish accent. I'm sorry. I can't roll my R's.
Mexican was correct.
It's very challenging.
Bobby, thoughts?
No, I think he pretty much summed it up. I didn't realize he lived in Encinitas, though.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, I
what? He lives in Encinitas, California? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That close?
California.
It was on our local news, yeah.
Within flirt range? Like, oh my God.
Doctor, I'm single.
He is pretty jacked too.
I think it's just really unfortunate that anybody is harassed, and especially if it means being like jeopardizing the safety of others around him.
And they took a shot at him the day before, but they didn't hit the house somehow, or maybe it was a warning shot.
It's really stupid. Unfortunate. I don't think anybody should have to go through that, fame or not. It's just crime. It's horrible.
That sounds like one of those things that they're going to actually find. They can find,
and like that could potentially escalate, or who knows what seeds that's planting for, you know, other people.
So could you imagine being the detective that has to go through the Twitch chat to try to find the guy that was going to threaten to that?
No, detectives aren't that fucking good at their job. Can you imagine a detective actually being that good at their job that they'll jump into a Twitch chat and help you out? I don't think so.
Sound like you've had some personal experience, huh?
Yeah, I had my car fucking jacked and the cops did fucking nothing.
Oh, they don't do anything
especially
about that.
Especially with
cars.
Video footage and all of that fucking bullshit. No.
Thousands of cars get stolen a day.
I had a great experience with a detective. A detective called me one night at work. I used to work nights. It was probably 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. I get his call and it goes, "Is this Mr. Emilio? Mr. Ender's Logic?" And I said, "Yeah, this is." I don't want anybody shooting at my house.
Right.
I go, "Yeah, this is him." And he goes, "Okay, I'd like to let you know that you've been accused of rape." Yeah.
And, are you serious?
Yeah. And that it's going to go to court within 2 weeks, and you're going to be having to come to San Jose to come. I was like,
San Jose?
Yeah. Because that's where the rape happened. So, like, 2 weeks later. No. For 2 weeks, I'm like, so nervous. Obviously, I ain't raping anybody. But for, 2 weeks, I'm so nervous. And then this detective calls him back. "Hey, Emilio, this is Detective Morales. How you doing?" "I'm doing pretty good." "No, I'm doing terrible, actually." "What's going on?" "Yeah, that girl's full of shit." Word for word, "That girl's full of shit. You don't have anything to worry about." Like, it didn't even make it to court, dude.
Wow.
That's how,
do you know who this girl was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's hashtag crazy. Me too.
Oh, yeah, fuck her.
Just kidding. Oh, my gosh, guys.
Kidding. This is a joke.
Oddly enough, that came up in a campfire conversation.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, it was about a guy getting raped.
Impossible.
No, hashtag me too. Hashtag me too. Like, it's.
Show me a situation, make a situation where that would be possible.
Well.
Obviously, you've never been penetrated.
Oh.
No, I don't think he was. Oh, no, yeah, yeah. He was not penetrated. Apparently.
By a woman, you mean?
Yeah, by a woman. Raped by a woman.
Oh, yeah. How would that happen?
It happened in some movie with Michael Douglas. Anyway.
The Game?
No, it wasn't The Game.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a weird conversation.
All right, let's keep moving on.
Let's move on.
We're on to listener questions, but we had one earlier in chat. Warconius asks, "Are you guys worried about your personal security?" Not really. I got enough worries.
All the time, of course.
Oh, yeah.
All the time I do. And my family does. And my sister does. They're terrified of... I'm very smart. I'm very confident in, myself and my lifestyle. But I'm always aware.
You should be.
And precautious. And it's, And it's... Because you never, you never know. And you can't be too prepared, I feel like. But I'm not the too prepared kind of girl. But
you're not karate? Can I refer you to Cobra Kai?
I actually know. I had a roommate that was a black. I had a boyfriend who was a black belt in a couple different martial arts. So he taught me some really good defense techniques, and I actually learned how to disarm a gun from somebody else. It was pretty cool. I don't think I will ever have to do that in my life, but I kind of know how to disarm somebody if they're pointing a gun at me.
That's
which
cool.
is pretty awesome.
It's always a ball kick. That's going to get you out of 90%.
Actually, yeah, he told me that.
Yeah. It's going to get you out of
But to aim for the nuts, but it's obviously not the first, move. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, it should be.
I dated a girl who that was her first move every time there was an argument, though. That wasn't too great.
Whoa, violence.
Yeah.
Did she rape you too?
We're not talking about that right
now. All right, let's move on.
Bobby, take control of this shit show.
Oh, we're way past that. All right. First question. Oh, from Warconius again. What's your most memorable voiceover in a game?
I would say perhaps GLaDOS, or if not.
GLaDOS? What is that?
Portal?
Portal.
Oh.
Yeah. If not, the little turrets in Portal. So definitely from Turtle.
Oh, the turrets are not awesome. Turtle,
Portal.
Yeah.
I said Turtle, Portal meets...
Are you still there? Turret.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
They don't even breathe, but it feels like they're breathing.
I think Destiny 2, when they had some of the people
from... The cheese vendor?
Destiny, not Divinity.
Cheese vendor.
When they had some of the cast from Firefly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That Nathan Fillion and who else is on?
The girl.
Not Wash, but his wife in Firefly.
Wash's wife, I can't remember her name. But yeah, they were both in there. I was like, holy shit, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's badass. That made my day in Destiny.
Bobby. Nathan Fillion actually does a lot of voiceover work.
Yeah.
Games he's and an amazing guy. Cartoons.
There's a game that he's the main character, or looks like him anyway. It's really not him. Anachronox. It looks like the spitting image of Nathan Fillion. I swear to God, he was like the model for the main character in that game.
Sometimes they do that. They make the person look like the voice that they're doing. Is that what you mean?
But he wasn't voiced. It was just a character that looks like him.
I just watched a Netflix original where it was called Next Gen. And one of the characters was Stephen or something Cross. David Cross, the comedian. Mm-hmm. It was exactly him. Like 100%.
Which one was that? The bald guy?
Yeah,
David Cross has done a lot of voices in GTA games.
Who is David Cross?
He's a comedian. He's like one of the first.
You ever seen Arrested Development?
No.
He's Tobias.
Okay.
Never knew, dude. David Cross is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I love him. He fits he like can transform his role very well. He's definitely David Cross across all roles, but I think he does a very believable job. Like Tobias, you would think David Cross is just like Tobias IRL.
Yeah.
But he's not.
That the guy in Wreck-It Ralph, like the little build it, fix it, fill it.
I would love to see David Cross.
He looks just like the guy that voices him too.
Oh yeah,
Jack McBrayer.
They do that a lot. Yeah. Oh, and like, what is the guy from the Grand Theft Auto 5? The fucking meth head.
I don't know.
It looks exactly like the guy in real life. Nobody.
there's one meth. Oh, you're talking about GTA 5. One of the main characters.
Yeah, one of the main characters.
Yeah, Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah, I don't know who voiced
him. He's in Walking Dead. Anybody watching Walking Dead still? No.
All right. Is America? He in like the newer seasons or something?
Yeah, the newest one.
I've never.
Yeah.
I think I'm behind 2.5 seasons.
They just did it right after them. I think somehow, maybe it makes them even act better when they see it on screen. They're like, oh,
Steven
shit.
Ogg.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, chat. Oh my God, the mouse has stopped working. One voice line that has always stood out to me, and this came out of nowhere, was when I was playing the Mass Effect series. I mean, there's lots of them. Yeah, basically. Of course. The cheese vendor in Divinity. But when I was playing Mass Effect 2, I really didn't like Morden. And in the third one, I think it's different for everybody depending on the decisions that you make, but he sacrificed himself to like save this facility. And the line he kept using was, it had to be me, someone else would have gotten it wrong. And if you played the game, you know Morden is like this kind of autistic alien almost, who's just like super into science and has no regard for other people's feelings.
I do like his
voice. The real skinny ones, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. With the long heads. Yeah. But he was always obsessed with like just doing it himself because someone else was going to screw it up. And so he'd use that line, it had to be me, someone else would have gotten it wrong, like multiple times. But then at the end when he sacrifices himself, they're like, no, like let me do it, and he's like, nope, it's gotta be me. So, and it was one of those things they do in movies where they use the same line twice, but then it has different meanings depending on where it's used. But it was very poignant in that game, and I don't know, it was great, but it's like I had to wait, I don't know, 26 hours for the payoff because those games are so long. So it's not something that I could ever like relive. Like I could rewatch a movie and be like, oh, damn, that part is so good. But it's not like I'm going to replay all three Mass Effects and have that same experience again
I did. Mass Effect cutscenes that you can watch on YouTube. If you want to just go off of a particular storyline, it'll let you follow. It'll kind of
does that look exactly like Trevor?
Yes, it does.
Anyone?
Yes.
Yes, it's exactly him.
It's Trevor.
Yeah.
He just looks like a crackhead or a meth head just in daily life.
Yeah, on his own.
Oh, that's a good look.
Yep.
All right. Scott Fly, man. Thanks for the sub.
Thanks, man.
Twitch
thanks, homie.
Let's see. Next question. Jen's question for Bob. He's got a lot of questions for me. Favorite cologne for different occasions?
I got one question.
Let me preface
that question. Are you into the cologne game as much as you were?
Not as much as I was. No.
Okay.
But still, yeah, I could. Definitely
you still have your opinions.
Yeah.
Bobby has one of possibly two of my ex-boyfriend's colognes in his bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has all colognes.
He has a lot of colognes. Yes, he does. Yeah. I never really smell you, and I sit next to you every single day.
You don't want to wear a lot of cologne. You don't want to overdo it. I'm not Persian.
Do you wear it every day, though?
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear my perfume every day, but I do.
Most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive.
It is expensive, but it's almost like a signature. Having a particular cologne.
Well, for me, I only really one cologne all the time. And that's me. Their smell.
I've been using the same perfume since.
What do you use, G?
I don't want to say it out loud. You guys will judge me. So I'm not like going to say it out loud.
Is it like a
some of the
celebrity cologne or perfumes are actually really good.
Definitely.
So the perfume that I use and have worn since I was, and don't judge me by the name because everyone always compliments me.
If it's not Axe Body
if I'm
spray,
wearing
okay.
it, I get multiple compliments every single time I wear. And believe it or not,
can I take
the
a
perfume
guess?
I what?
Diamonds by Elizabeth Taylor.
No, it's not girly. Actually, it is girly, but
that's an old lady perfume.
I wear Ed Hardy perfume.
Okay.
And it's called Hearts and Daggers.
All right.
And it was discontinued for a little bit, I think. But I've been wearing it since I was 19, so 10 years now.
Wow.
The same perfume. Same level of compliments from when I first started wearing it up until now. It's my signature scent.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what Smoochie smells like, go find you one.
I used to wear a Gucci a lot, and it's surprisingly cheap, but I thought it smelled amazing, the Gucci cologne. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Bobby, let me give you some scenarios.
I like how Jen's asked me the question, and then you guys all answer.
But when, yeah. So let me give you scenarios, though. So, okay. Say you're single, assuming you're single. I mean, we know you're not, but let's say you're going
your colognes won't help you pass your glasses, might I add.
You're going to a bowling alley with friends and possible encounters with the females.
Mm-hmm.
What are you wearing?
What time of day is it?
Night? Yeah.
Usually for nighttime, like especially if I'm going out and it's kind of, it's not like a super formal type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wear, my brother got me this like for Christmas years ago, and it's going to sound dumb, but it's actually really good. It's a cologne by Jennifer Lopez, and I think it's called Rock.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez Rock Cologne. I think it's called Rock. No, it's none of these. Oh, my God. I got to find out. It looks like a rock.
Okay.
It's this small container. But during night, you can wear some of those heavier, muskier
like
colognes.
Okay.
If here it is. It's this one right here.
DeSale?
Deseo? I didn't know it was called that. Okay.
It does look like a rock. Yeah.
That's like my nighttime, like young going out. Now, if I'm going to go smoke some cigars or like close a business deal, I'd wear Armani.
Okay.
Like if I'm getting all dressed up, that's a good one.
I just want to smell you one day, Bobby.
And would that be the same as you?
I was going to bring samples. Like I was going to do a whole thing here. there's also one that girls always say they like and I always hate. But
I
always wear it. Okay, hold on. Let me get this before I forget it. But there's one that girls always say they like. And the only reason I bought it is my girlfriend's like, you got to get this cologne. And I never liked it, but it's called Curves or Curve.
Curve. That's exactly. DeCrox in chat just mentioned that's all he wears. And that's actually my first ex-boyfriend. That's all he wore.
Yeah, it's a very common one.
Double-sided dildo when you search that.
Yeah.
Anyways,
don't search Curve on Google Images.
Curve always reminds me of my very first boyfriend, mm-hmm. and it's what my first impression of male cologne was. It's a very attractive scent. And I would recommend it for any male. It's a really good scent.
I could not go into a bathroom in the 90s without seeing somebody
like
with the Curve.
Yeah, Curve is very, very popular. But I don't know. I never liked that one. There's a few colognes that I ended up throwing out. When I was very young, my best friend's brother had a good collection of colognes. And he had this one called Jupe. And it's from the 80s. And I thought it was the coolest one out of all of them. And then I bought it as an adult. And it is. I did not like it at all.
Oh, really?
It is bad.
It looks weird. It's pink. Yeah. And it's for men?
Yeah, it's for men. It's got a real spicy smell to it. Now, there was one that I bought just on looks alone, and it was shaped like a grenade. And I was like, that's too fucking cool. I got to get it. It smelled terrible. It came in a little, like, crate, too. A little wooden crate.
Like a
munitions crate.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it was all done up. It was a great idea.
Oh, the Arsenal one?
It was this one right here. Yeah, I think it was called Arsenal. Oh, boy. It was not good. But usually, like, during work, that's when I... most of the cologne that I use is just like when I'm going to work. So I don't want something that's too bold.
Mm-hmm.
Good ones for that is Cool Water. That's my go-to. Aqua
cool water,
Di Gio
that's
is
something
a
I
really
can probably recognize.
One.
Okay.
And
definitely
that one too. I can,
yeah.
Honestly enough, I do know quite a few male colognes.
Yeah. Aqua Di Gio is great. Chrome is one of those ones that like everybody has, but that's a really good workplace one. Also good for going out in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
One that I probably my favorite cologne of all time, and I got to get another bottle of it. It's Versace, but it's the blue one. Let me make sure. Yeah, it's this one.
They're all blue.
I've seen that in your bathroom.
Yeah, and that one. I think it's just the normal Versace one, but it's in a light blue bottle. That one is amazing.
Bobby?
That works for just about anything.
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
Before you, I was waiting to put my question in, please.
Sure.
Bobby, where do you spray your cologne as a man?
Well, mine can tag on that. Because my friends, I have a friend that says you have to spray and step through.
Yeah, that's one method of doing it. You see a lot of ladies do that, where they have a little perfume bottle with a puffer at the end, and they spray it, and they kind of walk into it like Norma Desmond.
I don't do that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't do that. I spray on my sides, but they do say this, like where you want to have your scent, because when you spray it on your side, it's not super noticeable. People aren't going to be overpowered by the scent, so that's why.
I never notice.
Yeah. So unless you're close, then you're not really going to notice.
Can you just get a whisk from right there? Just put your face into his abs and just tell him if you smell something.
No, that would be unnatural. What I love about cologne and perfume is that it's supposed to be like you're not shoving your face into somebody like I would if you smelled like Gain laundry detergent. Cause that is like my favorite scent in the whole world. And I will like go crazy for that stuff.
Note to self, guys.
I own everything Gain, and Bill the Heel was making fun of me when we were playing Siege together over it. But what the beauty of cologne and certain scents, I feel like it's meant for me. I feel like it's meant to be a little bit more intimate. Like when you're in close quarters, when you're at certain angles, like
angles.
I mean, certain conjunctions with somebody else.
Diving at them from the top right angle.
That's when you pick up on it. And to me, it's meant to be. When you give people,
you shouldn't
hugs.
Smell someone's people, cologne from far away. You're wearing too much.
I am a hugger. Or you're
You should smell. Yeah, you should smell cologne when you hug somebody. That's like the.
I hug a lot of people, and that's when people generally comment on my perfume.
I always took the opposite approach to this. I always thought that body odor was the most attractive thing.
Pheromones,
right.
Which is true.
I would,
to an extent.
I can't even finish this thought. I did have a theory.
Go ahead.
I can't.
I mean, we want to hear it now.
Where, like, if a girl could smell my balls when I'm dancing with them.
Ooh.
It'd be game over. Because I'm a good dancer.
Okay.
So I would never wash my hands
after
peeing.
I've never seen you dance.
Oh.
I'm a pretty good dancer.
I want to see you dance.
So I would never wash my hands after peeing. And I'd make sure to rub my balls.
Okay. No, I got you.
Thing I've ever heard.
And
oh my god!
Did you like rub your neck with your fingertips after that?
I just spun them around.
So let me get this straight. Your aphrodisiac is not washing your hands after peeing.
No, I don't. Generally, I don't.
No, I totally get that theory.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it worked. Dude,
if it works, dude, you can't knock it.
A ridiculous.
What if it wasn't how you smelled? How about it was just the way you moved? Because you know, girls, women. I
mean, it was a combination. I mean, the one-two punch.
Yes, one-two.
You only know. Little hip sway with little.
Okay.
It's the conscious and the subconscious.
Oh my god! This is the best question of the year, gents. Way to go.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes I do enjoy the smell of my balls. That's
right.
It's not a bad smell.
Yeah.
Usually, unless it's like 2 days old, then it gets pretty rank.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, did I mention I went 4 days without showering before a rave? And then I would go, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
You know, a lot of people I've heard, in addition to like the whole puff and walk through, a lot of people will say the pressure points on the wrists, bottom of the neck.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's
what I do.
It's supposed to enhance the smell, not like make it smell better, but you're supposed to be able to smell it more if you put it where there's like main arteries.
So that's what I do. Ideally. That's what I do. I, first off, hair clings on to scent very well.
Okay.
So I spray my hair a lot. And then I always do like the upper neck, like behind the ears.
Yeah.
That way, if someone's getting really close, they get a good whiff. And then, of course, like the wrists and like right
here.
Why
do you always
just
smell
like my,
bad?
Just like my like.
Just.
Yeah. Huh? Why do I always smell bad?
Just kidding. At the worst, it smells like egg rolls.
You don't smell anything because I wash my hands all the damn time. But I do. I don't wear. Sometimes I wear perfume before I come over here. But
only when Minnie's here.
No. Dude, like, most of the time, I'm just, like, I came straight from work, so I feel bad for you guys right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you tied that bag up. All right, let's move on.
Moving on. Kurt the Ape asks, why are many women born before 85 or 90 generally intolerant of video games? Have attitudes genuinely changed, or has it taken over so much of the culture for the younger generation that women have no good options but to accept it?
I think it was just a generational thing.
Yeah.
You know, Barbies appealed to women. Like my big sister, my parents had four kids, two boys, two girls. It was girl, boy in order. And my big sister is the only one that doesn't play video games, the firstborn. Mm-hmm. And then my big brother was the one who influenced me into video games. And otherwise my sister, if she never grew an interest early, she would never grow one now, even though she knows how important video games are in like in my life and my siblings' lives. And she supports it. She actually was the one who helped me jump start my stream. And she would guest star. She would never play games with me, but she would guest star in my streams.
Right.
But it's just like one of those things where there's a reason why I'm not really big into cars or sports. But I do see that most, and it's funny because I call myself the grandma of gaming when I am playing online, because I am one of the older women.
Yeah.
Line of women that are actually into video games. Just more socially acceptable nowadays, like post maybe Halo days, for women to kind of get into gaming. But before then, it was very niche for women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I can see how you being a grandma gaming. I like that. Can we go with that?
No, please don't call me grandma. I turned 30 in 2 months. Like, don't call me grandma. But yeah, I am older.
I'm Robert Digital.
I'm still the youngest one in this room, right?
And grandma of
gaming. I'm still the youngest one in this room.
Yeah, that's true. I gotta fuck with age when I can. But yeah, I mean, just generally as a culture, the American culture, and maybe around the world, we're trending towards gaming.
Yeah.
Just in general. I saw some crazy stat the other day. I don't know. It was on Reddit. So it said like 80% of people are gamers. But the vast majority of that is
they count cell phone games.
Yeah, mobile games. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So grandma's almost everybody Bejeweled. Plays.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think there's just a lot more tolerance of it, not just gaming, but you know, back in the day, 80s, 90s, whatever, you'd see kids glued to a screen playing a game, and there was a disconnect. You didn't know what was going on there. And now people are glued to their screens for other reasons. Yeah, they're glued to their cell phones. So I think just in general, not just in gaming, but just in general, people are like, you understand like, oh, that person's wrapped up in something on their phone. Yeah. They're sending text messages. They're reading, they're doing whatever. Like we're okay with that person just
and not being just involved. That, but people that grew up on NES are now CEOs. And of course they're going to understand somebody playing on
game. Also particularly women of an older generation, my generation, or even a little bit older than me. The reason why we might be so intolerant is because of the impression of what video games is. It's a boy's thing. It's a guy's thing.
Right.
And it's
that's almost gone.
And then back then,
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of the video games were targeted towards boys.
Right.
And then not only that, it wasn't as socially acceptable, I feel like, for women to be into it. Because it would mean they were just...
It was kind of a tomboy thing.
Yeah,
to do.
Yeah, exactly. So I just think the times have changed. It's more acceptable in a younger generation. So more women are more flexible to the idea of playing a video game. Because it's a different social construct around the impression of playing video games.
For sure.
Playing video games now is cool. It makes you money when you're on Twitch and stuff like that. But back in the day, playing video games means you were sheltered, or you know, you were like, you were just like,
a dweeb,
kind of a nerd, like an actual nerd.
Yeah.
So
I saw this this article titled the other day: Twitch streamers wonder, like, having hardships raising their children with unsteady pay and odd hours. And I thought it was the weirdest thing. It's like, yeah, somebody that went from high school to Twitch streaming, making a living, then having kids, it's like, you got to do something different, right? Don't you? Unless you're like ninja. Oh.
Well, then you start thinking about healthcare and things like that. Like, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And my first initial response to the headline and what I read subsequently afterward was, yeah, get out of the Twitch game. You can't be a streamer and a parent, or can you? Unless you're in the upper echelon, right? I don't know.
You're saying you can't do both is too
much. It's almost like being a stripper. Like, okay. your income is based on how well you perform and luck.
Yeah.
And you can't put your child's well-being on luck. It's super hot. Let's get out of here. What else we got?
All right. We got a couple questions from Cricket Soldier here. First one is New Chat a permanent podcaster now, or is he still on probation?
First of all, word question. He's been around for like at least 3 weeks.
Oof.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Oh, is it more than
that? It has been at least 3 weeks. You're right.
Yeah. No, listen. New Chat is like not as good as old Chat. We can all agree. But no. Yeah, he's part of the crew, man. What do you mean? That's a weird question. Why would you ask such a thing?
Probably because you're still referring to me as New Chad.
All right, Cricket Soldier asks, expectations or predictions for Fallout 76?
I am...
Oh, I don't get a comment on Cricket Soldier's initial
question.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Go ahead.
I don't know. I would love...
When you said not as good as Chad, I was just like, oh, she's going to say something. Oh, yeah. Then she's not on her phone. Oh, she didn't say anything.
I think we should start...
Ironically, she was texting Chad.
I think we should start bringing in more guest casters and see how they work out with our chemistry.
We rescheduled three times because of you, Chi. Three times we rescheduled because of you, and I'm the problem?
Yeah, but like, okay, go find you another female PC gamer.
Of course.
All right, moving on. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Cricket. Go fuck yourself. And fuck your other two questions, too. No, kidding. Kinda.
I don't really know what to make of Fallout 76. I don't play Fallout games.
I'm tempering my expectations. I want it to be really good. Bobby, it being online and there not really being NPCs, which is making it like not your traditional RPG, does that make you like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if the biggest enemy and the biggest ally is other players, does that make you...
Makes me more interested than another Fallout game.
Okay. I guess that's...
Is it like Fallout meets DayZ?
I think that's what it is.
Might be good.
Might be really good.
Might be an, what is it, overpromise, underdelivered type of thing.
Yeah. You know,
overhype, under...
An Emilio date.
An Emilio date.
What about you, Manny?
I don't give a shit.
You beat the last one in like 17 hours. Minutes.
Yeah.
What, Fallout 4?
Fallout 4, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
All right, last question. What is the next major game, 40 bucks and up, each of the podcasters expect to purchase next?
When's Anthem coming out? Is that next year?
Well, after that spectacular Tomb Raider review, I think I'm going to get... No, just kidding.
I told you I wasn't going to review it. You pushed on it.
Did you buy it on Steam?
No, I'm actually playing on a friend's account, Squirm's account.
God damn it.
I thought you bought it.
No.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to.
No, I was going to.
Oh, okay.
But now it's $60 except for instead of $44.99 or whatever.
Oh, you didn't buy it that time?
I didn't buy it.
Oh, man. No.
There was something. I can't remember what. Oh, Cyberpunk, but I don't know when that's coming out. So either Cyberpunk 2077, Doom, or Wolfenstein. Those ones are all pre-purchased. Oh,
and by the way, all id software, right?
No. Doom, Wolf?
Well, Cyberpunk is...
Oh, Cyberpunk is Project...
CD Red.
Yeah.
Something like that.
For me, most likely, it's going to be Call of Duty.
You're going for it, yeah? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Either that or... Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. I'm based on your review, by the way.
Me?
So put it ahead.
That was him.
Oh, Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
I was trying to hook you up, bro.
With her?
No.
Okay.
With some sort of notoriety.
Don't do it.
Everybody shits on you all podcasts. I'm trying to bring you up, and it was Bobby's.
Sorry. Oh my god, the air in here is thick.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
I could practically smell Emilio's
it's just
salty ball hands.
Don't you find me irresistible?
I mean, I do.
I know. Yeah,
but that's the regular.
That's proximity.
Yeah.
We should have turned on the fan up there.
Yeah.
That beard is getting thicker. That's probably keeping you warm, too.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Another hardware review. My sister bought me these like really expensive like beard oils and like brush.
Okay.
I love it. It's so good. I don't like any scents. All I use is soap made from cow fat. Like that's all.
Yeah.
That's all I use. I put it on my hair. That's what it does. My shampoo, like bare minimum. And this is every 4 days. But I gotta say, these beard oils are fantastic. They're really good.
Does Sam massage them in for you?
I wish. No.
We'll talk to her about that after this.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers, though. Smash Brothers Ultimate. I know it's not a PC game, but that's what I'm getting.
When's it coming out?
December 7th.
Can you please say a PC game?
You can't say that within the next week.
PC game?
Dude. No, he said next game.
Oh, gotcha.
Can you at least mention a PC game?
No, G.
So I'm going to have to buy.
This is why we need an addition for another new chat.
Tomb Raider, I guess.
Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Good game.
Yeah. At least so Bobby can play it.
Tomb Raider? You know it's going to be.
Could you play it unbiasedly, though, Dude?
I could try. you want me to play? Could I play Call of Duty unbiased? Like, could I play any of those franchise games without thinking?
It's just because I saw you playing, like, your favorite game. What is it?
Jedi Knight.
Yeah. Jedi Knight. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, they don't make games like this anymore. And I was like, yeah, they make them way better, dude.
No. When you're talking about a particular comment that I made where a game that allows you to fail. Like Tomb Raider, you jump against a ledge, you automatically hook onto it, and you crawl up. They kind of guide you through the map. Like Jedi Knight, you could fuck yourself pretty hard in that game. You could accidentally save and then fall off something, get caught in an infinite death loop, and there you go, dude. You got to restart the game.
That's a bonus?
They don't make them like that. They don't make them like that anymore.
I guess it's kind of true. Yeah.
No game breaking bugs. Oh man, right. I miss those.
Speaking for Bobby G,
we're going to talk about what we're playing next week.
Oh sure,
it's usually what we do at the end.
Sure, I thought that's what we were doing.
I am going to be playing. I don't know what I'm going to play. We'll see what happens. Mother Gunship. Let's make that happen.
It's not going to happen, dude. I asked you. All right, G.
I would love to try to get a board game night in, if possible, if we can make
on
that
top
happen.
Of all the plethora of video games you're playing?
I am only playing 3 games.
No, it'd be
they
great
have
though.
Not changed since.
Can we make it a PC game, please, G?
What?
Hey, tabletop sim.
I am playing 3 different PC games, but I would like to try to squeeze in something new, so like a board game night.
Yeah. I love board games.
I do, too. You have to wash your hands before we play them.
Hollow Knight, for sure, yeah.
See, why don't you talk about Hollow Knight? How much did you put into it?
6 hours.
You did. I think you were...
6 hours. That's not enough to eat.
You took a very long experience of the game before I talk about it.
All right. I'm going to be gone Monday, Tuesday, coming back. I'm really digging fucking Bad Blood. Dying Light Bad Blood.
Get some more of those pustules in.
Yeah, I'm trying to collect as many pustules as possible. Besides that, I will play Mother Gunship 2-player with Bobby if that ever happens. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself, Crystal Clear Titties. Look up Crystal. Just look her up. All right, bye.
I would never name my daughter Crystal unless I wanted her to grow up a stripper.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Although no strippers named Crystal are actually named Crystal.